One point which Hazrat Maulana mentioned in the beginning was that we have to enter into Islam completely. Last night, the program, we ran short of time, so this was left out. Where normally our Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Dawud Barakatuh encourages us that this Islam tells us the object of it is to bring five qualities into our life. Because Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Udkhulu fi silmi kafa, enter into Islam completely. The whole of Islam, not only one portion of Islam. And the whole of Islam includes our aqaid, our beliefs, ibadat, our actions of worship, our mu'amalat, our business dealings, our akhlaq and our character, and mu'asharat, how we deal with other people. So inshallah, during today and tomorrow, we'll be just discussing them very, very briefly, for about 5 minutes or so, for us to get us fikr and concern within ourselves. The first and most important thing is our aqidah, our belief. And from the Quran and Hadith we learn that this is the most valuable treasure. If a person leaves this world without iman, he's completely doomed to failure. And if we leave this world with iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our righteous actions. No matter what good actions you do in your life, but you haven't got iman, that action will not be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very, very important it is for us to know what our beliefs are. We are the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. We are the people who follow the Sunnah, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the way of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. It's very, very important in today's time to know exactly who we are followers of. We follow generally Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, the great Imams of Fiqh also. We are following their path. That path is from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the centuries, 12, 13 centuries. We have been following that path. We are following that is the way we are following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person asks you, do you follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi? You must say we follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But according to the teachings of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi is teaching us how what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Because he was closer to that era, he had all the hadith in front of him. So in actual fact, we are following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are not following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam according to our understanding, but according to the understanding of the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like how we read Quran Sharif, and a person is reading Quran, and you ask him, well, whose Quran you reading? Somebody asks you, why you follow, don't follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So you ask him, you read Quran. Yes, which kirat you read? I read the kirat of Hafs. You read Imam Hafs kirat. Why don't you read the kirat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Which kirat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read? So all the kirats are from the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we follow one way, which we know definitely, this person has heard it from his ustad, who learned from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are following that path. So this is something which many people get into doubt. They put this. So we are following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but according to the understanding of Imam Abu Hanifa, not according to our understanding, because we feel he was a man of great knowledge and great piety. Anyhow, our basic beliefs, what we learned in madrasa, آمنت بالله وملائكتي وكتبي ورسلي واليوم الآخر والقدر خيري والشري من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت. These are our basic beliefs. Belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to do everything. He has created us, sustaining us, nourishing us. Nothing can happen in this world without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not one tree can fall down, one leaf can fall down without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is free from all qualities of the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got all qualities of perfection and greatness within himself, and we have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be very, very careful today in the schools, even in Muslim schools, they are teaching Darwin's theory of evolution, and they are teaching all kufr beliefs, and our children are studying in those schools, they are grade 5, 6, they are learning, they have come from a monkey, and they believe this here. And the teacher who is teaching it in the school, whether it's a Muslim school also, because it comes in a textbook, so that person, they lose their iman also, and our children who are learning that and are believing in that, they also lose their iman. So this is something of very, very great importance. We have to check up what exactly our children are learning. The first belief is in the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we believe in the malaika, the angels. These are the special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who He has created from light. And they have no male, female, they don't eat or drink. But they obey every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in the angels. This is the hidden system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in all the kitabs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Torah, the Injil, the Bible. All of these are books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they have been changed. It is only the Quran Sharif now, which is the final book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will remain till Qiyamah. And all the teachings of the Quran Sharif, every single one, in day only is our success. No other way there will be success. If you follow any other path, it will lead to failure. And the Quran Sharif, Allah will look after it, the words also and the meanings till the day of Qiyamah. We believe in the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and all Anbiya alayhi salam, we respect and honor, but we follow the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our only success is in that way. Any other way a person will follow, all other shariats and laws were there before, but they have been cancelled. And now there is only one way, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe in the last day, when we pass away, we will go in the qabr, in the grave, there will be a life in the grave also, and there will be a life on the day of Qiyamah. We will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will have to see our book of deeds, and according to a person's book of deeds, and Allah's mercy, a person will be entered into Jannah. Those who had evil deeds, they might go to Jahannam. If they had never have iman, forever and forever they will remain in Jahannam. If they had iman, they will have to go via Jahannam if they had a lot of evil deeds, and Allah does not forgive them, via Jahannam eventually into Jannah. But we have to have this yaqeen and belief in it, and we have to believe in taqdeer. Taqdeer means predestination. Whatever is happening in the world is happening by the is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it happens by the will and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The details of this we must not discuss it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got angry with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He said the people who discussed and went into the details of taqdeer, tried to understand it, it destroyed them. Why has Allah made this taqdeer? So that a person doesn't get pride and arrogance when he does something good, but he attributes it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if some difficulty comes to him, he doesn't get sad. He loses, he becomes depressed. He knows everything happened by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah has informed us about this taqdeer. These are the benefits. The reality behind it, we should not delve into that. So these are our basic beliefs. We should know, very, very important. Every sahabi radiallahu anhu of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have love for them, honor and respect for them. We don't speak ill of them. If a person speaks ill regarding sahaba radiallahu anhu, there is a fear of kufr for such a person. So we should be very, very careful. Every sahabi we hold dear to our hearts. They were human beings, they made mistakes, but Allah has declared He has forgiven them in the Quran Sharif. And we should not mock any part of Islam. A person mocks any part of Islam, he has doubt in the basic beliefs of Islam, this takes a person out of the fold of Islam. Very, very important to read a kitab on our iman. At home have ta'alim about that day also. But ask our ulama'i kiram which kitab should we be using. Many times we go for umrah, for hajj, kitabs are given to us. We say, hey, it looks like a very smart kitab. Now we start reading it and our beliefs are tainted and are destroyed because of this. So may Allah give us the reality of this. Our aqidah is very, very important. This is the first part of our deen. Inshallah, as the day goes, we will continue the other branches of deen.